Welcome to Campfire Stories for Kids, an original podcast made by kids for kids.
Get ready for some thrills, chills, and even a few laughs.
We will be reading our scary stories on our very own Flaming Marshmallow scale. A level 1 through 3 probably won't be so scary.
Levels 4 through 7 will be creepy.
And a level 8 through 10 is definitely scary.
So sit back and relax.
And join us by the campfire.
You know, in the morning when there's lots of squirrels running around, but then by lunchtime they're all gone? That's because the lunch ladies catch them all and then turn them into our chicken nuggets for lunch.
Disgusting!
They should really call them squirrel nuggets.
That's not true.
Yes, it is. My cousin's friend saw them do it.
Isn't that the same cousin who said that his dad was Bigfoot?
Trust me, none of that's true.
Fact. Number one, the mystery meat is not squirrels. It's a mix of old hot dogs and Spam.
Ew!
Number two, your cousin only wishes his dad was Bigfoot.
Listen, I'm sure this conversation could literally go on for hours, but we really need to get started with tonight's story. So, that being said, who feels like they're brave enough to share?
Well, I got more stories about my cousin.
Thanks, but no thanks.
I've got a story. It's about a boy who's forced to go to camp by his parents, so that maybe he'll overcome his shyness and make some new friends. I call my story, The Shy Boy. Caleb was 10 years old and struggling to make friends. So his parents made the decision that they would send him to camp so that he would have to make friends. It wasn't what Caleb wanted, but he promised his parents he would give it a try. Caleb wandered around looking at all the new faces. He tried to find anyone who might like the same things as him. Caleb was about ready to give up all hope until he saw another unfortunate soul who was receiving an atomic wedgie from a group of kids who were one step away from being cavemen. After the gang of Neanderthals left, Caleb walked over to the awkward-looking kid who was trying to straighten his clothes.
You have to cut the waistband.
Excuse me?
Your waistband. If you cut it, it'll rip much easier next time they try and give you a wedgie.
Thanks. I have to try and remember that. What's your name, kid?
Caleb.
Nice to meet you. My name is Albert. A lot of kids think I'm weird, so they just avoid me. It's really hard to make friends. Hey, you want to hang out?
Sure, that'd be cool.
From that point on, the two boys went everywhere together. They were starting to become true friends. Then something peculiar happened. Kids around the camp started to go missing.
Listen up, campers. Unfortunately, we're going to have to start putting into effect a strict curfew. No one's allowed out after dark due to recent disappearances. That being said, we just want you to know that your safety is our number one priority. Also, there's going to be chicken nuggets for lunch today.
That evening, after everybody went to sleep, Albert walked over to Caleb's bed. There was something he wanted to show Caleb, something really special.
Caleb, wake up. Wake up. I have something I really want to show you.
What is it, Albert? Can it wait till morning?
Come on. It's not too far from here, and it's so cool.
But what if whoever or whatever is out there tries to take us too, like it did with the other kids? Not only that, if anyone found out we broke curfew, we'd both be in trouble.
I promise, nothing is going to happen. Besides, the only kids that have been taken are the ones that have been picking on everybody else, the real losers.
Caleb reluctantly agreed. The two boys set off into the dark, dark woods down an old hiking trail. After a while, they came to an old, beaten-up cabin. Albert graciously stepped to one side, allowing Caleb to enter the cabin first. Caleb moved his small flashlight around to try to see into the dark, dark cabin. When he finally realized what he was looking at, he gasped in horror.
These are all the missing campers.
I thought you might like this.
Like it? This is awful. You have to let them go.
Out of all the people at this camp, I thought you would understand. Now we don't have to worry about being bullied. Now we don't have to worry about having not enough friends. But I guess I was wrong about you.
Before Caleb had a chance to react, Albert shoved him into a cage, then quickly locked the door. Caleb desperately tried to open the cage, but it was useless.
Don't even think about screaming for help. We're too far away for anybody to hear you. Just think, Caleb, best part of all of this is that I always take care of you. And we can always be together forever and ever.
Wow, that sounds just like what happened to me when my babysitter came over to my house.
Who's your babysitter?
My cousin.
Guys, listen, we only have time for one crazy story a night, okay?
Well, campers, I hope you enjoyed this week's episode, and don't worry, we'll be back next week with another chilling tale. If you like what you heard, make sure you hit that subscribe button so you'll get all the new episodes the moment they hit. We also want to thank our cast and crew of Campfire Kid Players. Also, thank you to our partner, City of Port Orange, for helping and supporting our podcast. Until next week, we'll see you around the campfire.